Shavua Atov base Kislev, we're holding in Siman Chaf Halacha Ches, and we're going to go all the way to Siman Chaf Halacha base. Starting with Halacha Ches, when it comes to a fast day, if you have 10 individuals that are fasting and completing the fast, the Shliach Tzibur and Rikpich Vanessa says Anein. Where does he say Anein? Between Goel Yisrael and Ofeinu. That means before Ofeinu it says Anein, with a special tefillah, and there's a special ending, Bochata Hashem Oina Beis Tzara. If you don't have 10 of fasting, Mishnah already points out that a person, that the Shliach Tzibur is going to say it in Shema Koleinu, but there he's going to end off the bracha the same way an individual would end off the bracha. What happens if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake and he doesn't remember to say Aninu, but he didn't say yet, Bochad Hashem, so he goes back to Aninu, and then he starts with Feinu again. If he said already Hashem's name, Aloch is that he says it by Shema Koleinu. As we pointed out, he's not going to end off with the special ending of Ha'in Bochad Hashem Ha'in Beitzor, rather according to the regular individual completion of Shema Tefillah. Now, if he didn't remember even after Shema Koleinu, the Aloch is at the end of Shema Nessa, he said, he says Aneinu there, but then he says that he finishes off with the words B'cholei Tzor V'tzuka, does not have a Chasima. The Aruchim, they say to do a Chasima with a hero, but L'mai said that's a simple Halacha according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Next halacha, Sif Tes. When it comes to repeating Shmoneh Esreh, so the Shliach Tzibur only repeats Shmoneh Esreh if he has six daveners. That means if there's four people that already davened and they're making up their minyan, but there's six that did not daven, they're davening now, then you could have what's called the repetition of Shmoneh Esreh Chazor Sashas. Otherwise, the halacha is, let's see, only have five people that are actually davening now that didn't daven yet. So the halacha is you do what we call today the Heicha Kedusha, which means the Shliach Tzibur starts off out loud with the first two brachas, he'll do it. He says Kedusha, then he completes the third bracha of Akela Kodesh, and then everyone davens silently. Interesting that the Mishnah points out that at that point the extra people could actually leave. Next, Halacha Yud, any place where a person would make, an individual would make a mistake, the Shliach Tzibur, if he makes mistakes, has to go back like Mashiv Ocham Degesham, as we learned. However, there's an exception. Yalav Yovei on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if the Shliach Tzibur forgot to say Yalav Yovei and he finished one, he could rely on the Musaf. If you recall, we learned that according to Kishon Aruch, an individual cannot, but there are Chayim that argues with the Kishon Aruch that even an individual could. But according to Kishon Aruch, if the Shliach Tzibur finished one, so then he relies on the Musaf. However, if he didn't finish one, and he's still davening Shmoneh Esreh, he should go back to Retzei, just like an individual, and it's not considered Tircha Detzibur. You see that there are not always, do we quickly say Tircha Detzibur. There's an obligation in each person to answer Kedusha, and not only Kedusha, but to answer Amin Takel HaKodesh and Shemata, which has the equivalent power of Kedusha. Must be that it gives a person a certain charge, and therefore you can't miss out on this. Similarly, when it comes to answering the main parts of the Kadeshim, like Amin and the Amin Yishmei Rava. Also, when it comes to bowing, Moedim and Achnolach, to bow together with the Tzibur, and Echonim also point out that the Bochu is also something the person should make sure he answers. And therefore, the Nafkamina is the Kitzur teaches us. If a person comes late to Shul, and he's not going to be able to daven B'tzibur anyway, so the halacha is that he should still try to make sure that he's not in Shmoneh Esreh when these things are being said. So rather, he should get to what's called Shira Chadash. Shira Chadash is right before the beginning of Shmoneh Esreh. But not by Goel Yisrael, because we already learned that there's a major problem to be masik between Goel Yisrael and the Tefillah, the actual Shmoneh Esreh. Shela Hasmich Geula L'Tefillah, like we learned. So therefore, what you should do is by Shira Chadasha, it's like you're beginning the beginning of a paragraph, and therefore at that point you could answer to all of the above that we just mentioned, meaning the Shema the Amen of Shema Koleinu, etc. Kedusha. All that he's able to answer, and if he doesn't lose out on these things. If a person is really in distress and is lack of stress for time, so then Aloch is according to Mishnah, whether he could actually go to the other side of a different room and be able to daven there. Excuse me. If a person is an individual and he's davening Shmoneh Esreh and he finished Mechai Mezim, and suddenly the Tzibur is also saying Kedusha, but a different type of Kedusha, they're saying the Kedusha of Alitzion or the Kedusha of Yetzor, that's really just a description of what's going on with the Malachim. And if it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha's Tzibur, meaning that's being said during the Shmoneh Esreh, and therefore the individual that's got the Mechai Mezim is not going to respond to Kadosh, 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 like he would if he's hearing actual Kedusha that's being said during Chazor Sashat. And in fact, Aloch is that if he's davening Musaf or he's davening Shachas, it makes no difference. If he hears Kedusha, he should respond. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that he can answer all of it, Keser, etc. He can respond to that because the Kedushos are Shavos. Siman Chafal Falach Aleph. Here we go. very fascinating topic called Hashlama, compensation. When a person misses that, he has the ability to be able to make up. It's called the makeup tefillah. Now, there's a beautiful Mishnah Siyavitz. I've heard this from my Rebbe many years ago to explain the two different ways of explaining the Tashlumin. Is it that it's like you're mamish making up the previous tefillah that you lost that, or no, you're extending the tefillah that you're in right now, and that's making up because you lost that on the ability to beseech Hashem? That's the way the Mishnah Chavetz Chaim is mad. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is mashma, actually, like we just said, the second, and you'll see why. But that's very interesting to keep that in mind, as you'll see now, because it plays a role in how to make up a tefillah. So the Kitzur teaches us, if a person lost out on tefillah because he was bemeis, he really said he can't make it up. Mishwa actually says you could do a tefillah nedava. Kitzur holds he can't make nedava anymore today. We don't focus, etc. Now, a person, the ma'aseh, made a mistake. Either he thought he davened already, or he had a nice, really circumstances beyond his control. And he didn't daven shachris. He didn't daven the tefillah, so the halacha is he makes up in this, what's called the tefillah smucha, the next tefillah. Now, the halacha is that he should dafka do it at the time that he's davening the next tefillah smucha. And otherwise, he wouldn't be able to make it up. We're going to learn more about that later. And the Chavetz Chaim is a little bit meiko when it comes to that. Mishum is a more meiko. But the point is, right now, the kids are just teaching us, when do you make it up? In the time of the tefillah, the smucha tefillah. So, for example, here's an example. Shachis. Person is davening shachis. When it comes to mincha time, he's going to daven first the obligation. The first thing is you take care of what you're obligated right now, and that's mincha. So you daven mincha. You say tachnun, and then afterwards you say ashrei, and you daven another shmonesa. That extra shmonesa is meant to make up for the shachis. Now, if a person actually confuses to the order, he's going to have to make it the compensation tefillah again according to the Chavetz Chaim. If a person didn't daven mincha, so halacha is he has to daven two marv. So what does he do? After the shmonesa marv, he waits 2 or 3 seconds, and then he does another shmonesa to make up for what he missed. If he forgot to daven arvis, meaning marv, people think that you don't make up marv because it's a shus, but it's not true. If you didn't daven marv, the halacha is that you should daven by the morning tefillah. You say shachis, of course, you daven shachis, and then you get to tachnun and ashrei, and at that point you daven shmonesle for arvis. Halacha is extra according to the Chavetz Chaim, and also the Chaim, you could finish all tefillah, you could wait to chazor shachat. But then afterwards, according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you finish lam natzecho v'latzion. And not only that, it's so strict, you're not allowed to eat until you do that extra tefillah. It's not the type of tefillah, okay, you know, or tefillah, so I'll do it later. You should do it right away. And lastly, this next halacha is, if a person was just busy, and he thought that he has time, and he's going to make time, you know, people get very occupied. And a person was even busy with a business deal. And even other kids will point out that the tzoich moment, the person should not really be busy. It's not really an excuse not to daven. But nevertheless, he did, and he lost that in his man tefillah. Nevertheless, he is allowed, he has a makeup. He could compensate with the tefillah of tashlumin. It's considered oinus. Now, if a person, similarly, when a person is drunk, and he wasn't ready to daven, and we already learned that to daven drunk is actually, will not help you, it's considered a te'eva. So the halacha is that even though really he shouldn't been drinking, when his man tefillah already arrived, he could still make it up. The Mishnah already points out, that if it's really a situation where it was so clear that he's not going to have enough time in order to be able to daven, he's not going to be fit, the halacha is that that would be considered already amazing, and then it would fall into the category that amazing cannot make it up, although the Chavetz Chaim already pointed out that he could do a tefillah nedava. Have a beautiful day.